The node that you called is not responding.
Alpha 4, Papa Charlie, this is AA4QC, listening.
Station, it just came into the ECR from the Fireside Network. KB3SNM, your audio was very, very low. Kilo, Jupiter 4, Zulu, Foxtrot Michael, standing by, listening on frequency.
Happy 4th of July to everyone on the East Coast Reflector. This is W8DLT, Whiskey 8, Bravo Lima Tango.
KC2RQR, KE4HLV. DUI testing, November 2, Delta, Uniform, India. And 2 DUI clear.
W-H-Y-W-C.
KE2CST radio check. This is KI7QI, Portland, Oregon. You're loud and clear. Thank you for the comeback. You're scratchy. I don't know if it's me or you, though.
Well, usually I get 5-9 reports, so I suspect possibly it's at your end. Go ahead, KI7QI for ID.
This is N9KO. Listening.
N9KO, KI7QI. Good morning. Name is Bob of Portland, Oregon. Go ahead.
KI7QI, Portland. Bob, good morning to you. My name is Cal. I live in the northwestern suburbs of Chicago, and in a town called Elk Grove, and it's near the airport, so maybe here's flying over my head. Send it back to you, N9KO.
Good morning, Cal. It's still early here, obviously. It's 5:35 in the morning, 58 degrees. We're looking up today, which is really unusually warm for Portland, and still relatively low humidity, so it's livable, but staying inside for the day. How are things shaping up in your end? Go ahead.
Well, I think it's about 72 right now, going up to high 80s. Got a big glob of red and yellow on the radar approaching us. It should get here by 10, 11 o'clock. So, but it's nice. Humidity is low, fortunately. And just taking a walk using my Quan Chang K6 and my Sherry hotspot modem. So send it back to you. What are you using to get into the system? N9KO.
N9KO, KI7QI. Well, I'm using a little Baotang BFF8HP, which I got recently for $40, and I'm just overwhelmed at the quality of this little radio. I thought it was really Chinese junk, but it really has turned out to be quite a good little radio. I am about 5 miles direct to the point where my signal's picked up, so it's got a great signal. I replaced the antenna on it with a dummy load to a diamond antenna, and I'm just sitting here in a den looking out the window and broadcasting. It's just great. I'll just look at the weather, though. We're looking at about 90 degrees today, again, which is really quite warm for Portland. Go ahead.
Oh, very good. Very good indeed. Yeah, it's right now it's beautiful weather. Very low humidity. Yesterday it was very high humidity, so it's a nice change. And enjoy it quite a bit. So what can I say? Try to do, after these storms pass, I'm going to get on do some little FTA work today. And that's pretty much it. Look at the fireworks tonight. And we'll call it a good 4th of July. Yeah, I've seen ads for those Baofeng, I think, 8HP radios, and they look kind of nice. Back to you.
Well, you can pay $60 for them from Amazon, but if you buy them directly from China, they're $40. So, and I'm just overwhelmed with how this thing works. I spoke with a couple of other hams. I'm usually a Kenwood or a Yaesu person, but I thought for $40 I'll be a sport. And I'm just overwhelmed at how well this thing works. I'm curious, what bands on FT8 are you on that you find to be workable this time of the year? Go ahead.
Okay, very good. And I got a question for you. Did you buy your Baofeng radio from China? If so, how long did it take to get here? And let's see, $40 for the radio, and how much for the shipping? Your question. I've used 40, 20 VHF bands. I'm not on 80. I don't have an antenna for 80. But the other HF bands, to include the work bands, decent activity. Since I've been on, I've been doing some other things, but generally it's good. Actually, the day before field day, I said I don't have a external 2-meter antenna at my house, so I set up a temporary one, a Yagi, and I worked probably a half dozen 2-meter FT8 contacts, and I've done a number of 6-meter FT8 contacts, so I'm pretty happy with it, the band is going now. Back to you.
KI7QR returning. Well, fun business. I bought it through, I believe it was through eBay. It was direct from China, $40 shipped, and it takes about 30 days to come in the mail, but every time I purchase something from China, it's arrived with no problem, so I would have no concern recommending it to you. I just recently told a friend of mine, and he bought from eBay, and he's getting it the end of July, so it's about 30 days shipping, but it's not a problem at all. I've typically been on 17. Where I'm at, Indonesia, China, Japan, they just come in like gangbusters, but I've gotten all those. I'm looking for some new DX, but it doesn't seem to be a lot on 17 or even 40. Go ahead.
Well, very good. Very good on the shipping. I also seen AliExpress. The radio I'm using on Amazon is $30, well, $31. And on AliExpress, I could buy it for $15, and the first purchase shipping is free, so it's kind of interesting. But eBay is probably the way I'd go get more comfort with if there's any issues. eBay might support me better than AliExpress. I don't know. 40 meters, what I found with it, for either side of dawn, local time, I've had great success. 40 meters on a ground-mounted vertical, and great success. I've worked Indonesia, some of these not recently, but I've gotten Indonesia, Australia, New Zealand, China, many of the islands in the Pacific. I think Fuji Fiji, I think is the island. Fuji's the mountain. Fiji. There was a German expedition to the Easter Islands. I worked them. So I'm pretty happy with it. Those are pretty much 40, mainly 40, but also 20 meters. But in the Chicago area, and probably the same holds true for you with gray line propagation. That's what's really happening there at the dawn time. Take a look at the gray line and see what's where you can hit, and maybe give that a try on 40 meters. Back to you.
I guess I really shouldn't complain. I'm getting a lot of DX. I'm just not getting the reference that I'm looking for, so it's really not anything as far as propagation is concerned. The other thing I might mention to you, should you get a Baofeng or some of the others, there's a free program you should download called Chirp. Charlie Hotel India Romeo Papa, and do buy the specific cord from Amazon. I think it's $8 or $9. Don't get the cheaper one. Get that cord for programming, and it will make your life fabulously easy. Otherwise, manually inserting different repeaters is really a pain in the neck with the software that comes with the Baofeng. But you get Chirp. And that cord, and it's easy. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, I've used Chirp for many years, maybe 2 decades. The newest version is Chirp Next. And I need to use Chirp Next for the radio that I'm using right now, the Quang Sheng K6. And I did buy, for this, buying the 9A foul fang cable, which I did, so that would probably work on the radio you're using. It is a legit, it's a labeled foul fang, so. All good stuff indeed. And I've got kind of thinking about it today. I saw on QRZ somebody was selling a used TYT MD UV380, which is a dual band DMR radio. And I was thinking about picking that up and loading the OpenGD77 firmware on it. I've got a GD77 handhelds, and two of them, and I put that OpenGD77 firmware on it, and it's really great. It provides a talker alias, which means it decodes the basic DMR ID and name on the incoming signal. So I don't have any, I've never loaded a contact database on either of those two radios, but other than somebody like using DV switch or something like that, it all comes through. Back to you, N9KO.
N9KO, KI72I. Well, quite frankly, that's a bit over my head. I'm just happy with the voice communications and the repeater that's local here. Some of the other capabilities of these radios are beyond my understanding for the time being, and I'm happy with what I've got for the time being. I also have a Yaesu FT DX101 with a 50-foot tower and a 6-band JK antenna that lost a beam, and just been having a ball with that. But anyway, FT8 is an awful lot of fun. I'm trying to get back on PacTour, and I'm having a hell of a time getting my radio to talk with a PK900, but I'll get it eventually. I remember being on PacTour years ago and having the most wonderful keyboard-to-keyboard conversations. FT8 is slam bang, thank you, ma'am. And the lady told me that it was overtime. Anyway, FT8 doesn't do it for me, the slam bang, thank you, ma'am. I'd rather have those long keyboard-to-keyboard conversations, but I'll have to get my PK900 and then my radio talking to each other. Go ahead.
Yeah, I can see your FT8 comment. I understand it. I tried. There's been a couple years now, a lot of chatter about, Varak. Varak chat, whatever you want to call it. So I tried that, and your comment towards Gabe was, I have got that same comment towards Varak QSOs. It reminded me, it's a one-on-one QSO, like we're having here, but it's, is it text? I don't know, it's been a long time. I think it's text. It may be voice too. I don't know. It's been a long while. And what it reminded me of, I want to say it's text, because it reminded me of the good old days of PSK31. And on that note, I don't know if you're familiar with it or not, but the software that you used for PSK31, you could decode up to 26 different QSOs that were going on that particular frequency. Each band had one frequency, kind of like FT8. You know, there's a standard frequency per band. PSK30 was the same. When a band was busy, you could catch up to 26. So it's kind of interesting, just kind of listening and looking and reading. And then maybe you jump in and follow an interesting discussion or comments on, let's say, the Foxtrot band. F is in Foxtrot. When they get done talking, you send that party a message and follow up with them. I'll have to try after PSK31 again. I tried it last winter, and it would get us a doornail several times I went there, so I'll see if there's any activity. Back to you, N9KO.
9KOKI7QI. Okay, well, fine business and all that. I have been licensed for about 30 years, and 12 years ago I gave up the hobby, sold all my equipment, and moved on, and about a year ago I came back to it and built a whole brand new station, and I'm still in touch with my Elmer from 30 years ago, and we chatted, and I said, I'd like to try PacTor again, and he laughed, and he said, well, you know, times have moved on. FT8 is the new ball game, if you will. And I've done a lot of FT8, but it's not as satisfactory. Anyway, he said, there's probably still two hams in the U.S. that are on PacTor, if you're lucky. So I hope to resurrect my PacTor capabilities and be a demon on the bands, if you will. November 9KO, KI7QI.
Well, I hope you can redevelop some interest in PacTor and get it going. Yeah, I guess, well, my little excursion to 2-meter FT8 may be along that line. There's not a lot of activity. There are a number of stations. There's an interesting, well, you're not, well, this goes for, and this may help you on PacTor. I'll give you the information, assuming you're not familiar with it, but there's a website. It's called PSK, Papa Sierra Kilo, PSKReporter.info. Now, if you go to that webpage, there's a couple of URLs in the middle of that webpage, and one of them is display maps or something with maps in it. Click on that, and then you get into a map, and it's along the top row, there's a lot of click things, such as what mode the end. So there may be, I use that for FT8, FT4, but there may be a PacTor. I'm not right now. So if there is a PacTor, you can go through and basically you want to see any signals sent or received by anybody within 12, 24 hours. I started with 24 hours the first time. And click on that and see if there's any activity that pops up. If you see like a little reddish dot on your map and no line coming out of it, that means the monitoring station that has not contacted anyone. So let's say, 40 miles, 50 miles away from you, see one or two of those dots, you know, those would be the people to, and it'll give you your call sign. You know, put your mouse over the red dot and it'll give you the call sign and basic information. So maybe you can get them, send them an email outside of PSK Reporter, and set up a time for a QSO. Again, that page is PSKReporter.info.
Yeah, I have PSK Reporter. My problem is I have software that will work with the 9900. My problem is having the radio and the PSK talk to each other. I can decode, but I cannot transmit. I can trip the transmitter, but I cannot send any data, and that's the problem. And I'm sure it's a setting, but working towards getting that fixed. After that, then there is different software. I remember using years ago PK Gold, which was a fabulous program, but no longer available, so I will find something. Anywho, that's the least of my concerns at the moment. Just still playing on FT8, but again, not getting the joy of the PacTor keyboard to keyboard long QSOs was just wonderful. KI7QI return.
Well, sounds good. Good luck with it. I'm returned home from my walk, and it's kind of a late breakfast time for me, so I'll say 73, enjoy the 4th of July and this coming weekend, and maybe we can talk again sometime. But since I'm not, it won't be PacTor, I'm not interested in that. 73, KI7QY, and 9KO.
Okay, gal, you have a good day and a good 4th of July. and 9KO. This is KI7QI 73. Hopefully we'll catch you down the log.
KI5BLQ, yeah, thanks for coming back. Just getting this radio and trying to get it tested out to see if it's working properly.
Well, I'm sort of doing the same thing. Do you hear a hum with my voice?
KI5 station, this is KI7QI port. I did hear a lot of them. Go ahead.
Portland, this is KE2CST. I'm the guy who was asking about the hum. How do you hear me now?
Yeah, there still is a slight hum on your signal.
Seems to be an improvement from the other day. I was talking to a fellow and claimed the hum was so loud he could barely hear my voice. So I'm getting there anyway.
How are you addressing it? I'm curious.
My shack is really a table in my office, and I've got a couple of bowel things in there, and I'm talking to you from one bowel thing to another, and then from there through a Raspberry Pi out to All-Star. That's how I'm talking to you right now. The Baofengs had, still have the plug-in wall warts, you know, as they call them, the power supplies that come with them. And I just got some ferrite beads and put ferrite beads on each end of those cables, and it's things somewhat.
PCS works on all the radios and everything's working. I'm also on a Baofeng, but I'm surprised I don't have any problems, although it is not connected up to the power supply or to the charger at the moment. I'm just using it as a handheld, and I have a direct line to the repeater locally here, which is about 4 or 5 miles, so I guess that helps. But if the ferrite beads helped, I guess you're on the right track. Might consider the wall wart itself, replacing that with a better quality one that might cut the hum too. Go ahead.
3 TCS mobile.
I don't think you'll ever be able to transmit with the wall ward plugged in. There's not enough current there. This is WBTJPQ. Not recommended.
Kilo Delta 2, Whiskey Zulu Juliet. Addressing your the hum situation, that's definitely a 60 cycle hum. And if you do have the radio cradled, that's timed after you're picking it up. If you uncradle the radio, you'll probably notice that hum will disappear completely. Over.
So do you think just taking that thing out of the cradle will make a difference? We can test that in about 3 minutes.
Yes, sir. I have a couple of bow things myself. I'm like a half a mile from the local repeater, and it just doesn't make sense for me to, fire up my base station, just for that. I'm talking to you on a bow thing right now, but if I cradle it, I'll notice that even when I'm receiving, I will get that 60 cycle, is what we call it. But I can hear the hum. It's definitely a 60 cycle hum. Try uncradling the radio. It should disappear.
The system you're listening to is connected to the East Coast Reflector. Please join us on Tuesday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for the East Coast Reflector TechNet.
KE2CST. This is KE2CST. I'm listening.
KE2CST, KI7QI, Bob in Portland, Oregon. Go ahead.
Bob in Portland, I missed your call sign. This is KE2CST. Can you say again, please?
Yes, Kilo India 7, Queen India. Kilo India 7, Queen India. QSL?
Lana, what they call bacon frying in the background when you talk today, Bob. Sorry, but it's very hard to hear you.
I'm surprised. I actually get a very good 5-9 report. It's Kilo India 7, Quebec, India. Kilo India 7, Quebec, India. QSL?
Got a bad time, Kilo India 7, Quebec, India. Good to meet you, Bob. How's things out in Portland today? I have a niece and her family that live out there.
Well, it's still early, you know, of course, it's only 6:13 in the morning. It's 58 degrees, but we're going up to 90, which is pretty hot for Portland. We don't get many days that warm, and just stay inside and enjoy the air conditioning. Having some people over later for a barbecue, and we'll have to eat inside, but we'll check out. Any plans that you have for today? Go ahead.
You say? Yeah, I think it's supposed to be up to 88, 89 here today too, but it's a little less unusual here than it is in Portland. Yeah, it's pretty unusual out there from what I understand. I've never actually visited. So I've been close. I've been up on, I've been up to Tacoma, Washington, which is, you know, in the vicinity, I guess, a couple hour drive, something like that.
Yeah, it is, and it's similar weather, but they get a lot more rain up there in the Seattle area and Tacoma rather than we do down here in Portland. But we still get the bad rap of a lot of rain, but actually I checked into it, and we don't have any more rain than the major cities in the U.S. What we do have is a number of gray days where a very fine mist falls, but it's certainly livable. Other than that, the living here is wonderful. Go ahead.
WB9YBA Mobile.
WB9YPA, NA Cape Cod.
Grabbing a few things for the miniature railroad and then going over to my dad's to paint a caboose that trying to finish up for next week's meet. So, but anyway, figured I'd say hello there, Mike.
Hey, thank you, John, and happy 4th of July to you, and talk to you soon. Thank you for the call. NHJPR, this is WB9YPA, out in the boonies, I'm boning eyes.
Well, that sounds like fun. So, yeah, we're kind of doing the same thing, but not too far out of Grand Rapids. I'm west of Grand Rapids proper, where I'm at. So, all righty. We'll catch you later. Enjoy your holiday, and hopefully you're not going to be working too much if you are working. And, yeah, we'll catch you on later on. This is NAJPR.
It's a full day of work. A full day of work for me, so that's what I'm doing today. All right. Hey, I'll see you. Thank you. have a good day there with and hope everything works okay there with the storage and that kind of stuff. So WB9YPA, Mobile and North Liberty, I'm clear.
WB9YPA, 9YOU.
Brian, hey, howdy doody.
Hey, not doing too bad. How you doing?
I'm heading to work. I tried calling you on the W9AP repeater, but you didn't come back, so I figured you were, I thought maybe you were out of the area.
No, that's what I thought I heard somebody. I was trying to dial it. I was on the HF rig, just scanning around, seeing if VHF is open, just farting around. But, no, and then I heard the, scanning around on there, I heard the ID going. I did hear you, though, on there. You must not have, switched back to your machine before you, because it sounded like you were trying to talk to John and you were still on the 225.
YPA, Mobile. I can't hear there, but we can hear you, Mike. How are you doing? KB9ICR. Millard. Hey, a blast from the past. Hey, doing okay. KB9ICR, this is WB9YPA.
I hear your voice. I'm on the net over here on 2810, and I heard your voice over here, and I thought I'd say hi. Haven't been able to say hello to you in a while. You doing okay, Mike?
I can't be doing better. I feel pretty good. No, I'm doing fine. Thank you. Thank you for asking. I trust you are doing well.
Very good, Mike. Very good. It's good to hear you, and I'm hoping everything. It's good to hear from you. Anyway, I'm get back to the net over here, and we'll talk to you later. Take care, 73.
Thank you, Miller. Yep, just working today, just working. Okay, very good. Talk to you later, KB9ICR. This is WB9YPA, mobile clear.
I could have sworn you were supposed to be retired. Anyway, okay, KB9ICR.
And 9YOU. All right, 8 o'clock. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo. Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that first area. All right, it's 8 o'clock. I don't think anybody has to use a repeater. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo. My name is Romy, and I am bringing up the weekly DSW220net. The purpose of this net is to encourage the use of the 220 megahertz band that provides information and training to the participating amateur radio operators. Echo link is available for this net by simply searching K0EJ-L in your app. This is a directed net, which I will call for out of check-ins. You simply reply with your call sign only phonetically. I'll come back and get your name and any other information you have for the net on the second DS. That invites all licensed amateur radio operators to participate, all, including novices. Checks appropriate for this set includes announcements, technical talk, swap listings, sports, today's weather, or any information regarding amateur radio. So I will now call for a first round of check-ins. Anyone wishing to check into the DSW220net, please come down with your call sign phonetically. I'll get you on the list. We are a net logger, if you'd like to follow along. Just look for DSW220net. First round of check-ins, please come down.
Halo Alpha 8 Echo Sierra Mike Tom.
Alpha 5 Uniform Sierra Yankee.
Kilo India 5, Hotel X-ray Kilo.
Five calls Juliet X-ray.
Kilo Bravo 0, Delta Bravo Juliet Portable.
Kilo India 5,
Lima Echo Tango.
So, Foxtrot 5, Bravo, Yankee, Golf.
That was an excellent round right here. Let me let you know who I got. We have Kilo Alpha 8, Echo Sierra Mike, that's Tom in Battle Creek, Michigan. WA5USY, Mike in Richland Hills. I don't say a state, Texas. KR5HXK, Key, Fort Worth. W5GJX, David up in Rome. KB0DBJ, Jim, he's portable. Not sure where he is, but usually in Grand Prairie. KI5LET, Top in Decatur. And then KF5BYG, that's Bart in Burleson. Anybody else before I set on the list? It's not going to be the last opportunity, by the way.
KI5, Kilo India 5, Foxtrot Lima Echo.
Kilo Golf 5, Bravo Hotel Yankee.
Just got two more very quality, high quality check-ins. There we got my buddy Brian, KI5FLE over there in Lake Worth. And then we got Missy Allison, usually in Burleson there, KG5PHY. Right, I've got a good list going on there, and if you just stumble onto the frequency, I will take some more check-ins here momentarily, because we're making our way on the list. Kind of thinking about a topic for today, and since it's the 4th of July, it's kind of like, what you do? Did you do anything special? Did you try and stay in and beat the heat, or are you still going to go out here when it gets dusk and watch some fireworks or something? Not really sure, but I'll let you know what I was with Romy Green getting into today. Brian, that's all you know, that I've been dealing with some issues in my personal life, kind of, sort of. And today, at noon, I started out, I woke up about 11:30, I started out going to an AA meeting. I've been sober since Monday morning, about 9 a.m. Got to start somewhere. So I started with AA meeting at noon. The wife and I went for a little drive today, a little cruise. Stopped at Papa's Barbecue over there in Northwest Dallas. We just came and driving by. I'm like, yeah, let's just stop here and have somebody eat, because we were just kind of, we came across something. But the wife had KB9 ATV. She's not very active. And then doing that control year. Then I'm going to hit up another 9:30 meeting this evening. So, and probably round out the evening with watching some TV with the wife. Now, alcohol is not my biggest issue. Not falling down drunk by any stretch, but the 12 steps are applicable. You know, they're applicable with other addictions. So there you go. The CA meeting is going on right now, so that one I get out of time because I have prior obligations. The Charlie Alpha meeting. But anyways, so that's what's going on with Romy Green today, and it's. Tough couple of days, but gotta start somewhere. So let's go to the top of the list. Up in Battle Creek, Michigan. If you've ever had Kellogg's Corn Flakes or Kellogg's anything, and I believe Post started out in Battle Creek as well. The birth of cereal, breakfast cereals. Let's start with Tom. What's going on, Tom? KAESM. Anything going on this evening? Any plans for the 4th? Did you do anything? Over to you.
Okay, AHESM, well, good evening to everybody. On the net there from Battle Creek, Michigan. Weather up here today was an excellent up here. Very nice, but we had a lot of humidity up here today. but the heat wasn't bad at all. So it was going to cool down there. Well, Kellogg's Corporation, folks, is no longer making cereal in Battle Creek, Michigan anymore. Now it all went to Mexico. So I'm sorry about that. Yeah, we had about 4,000 people lost their jobs up this way, and everything moved down to Mexico. So that's what's happening there. Both cereals are about the same. They're making cereal, but not like they used to. Ralston Perina, the checkerboard people with the checkerboard or the checker cereals, they are out of business up there here also. So I don't know how we can be the cereal people anymore up this way there, but they still trying to hold it, but there ain't no cereal made up here hardly at all, so that's all down in Mexico now. That's the way it happens, I guess. Okay, I'll turn it back over to net control and say 7-3 to everybody. Everybody have a great holiday here and take life real safe here for this holiday, folks. And wait to catch you next week here from Tom up here in Battle Creek, Michigan, back to net control, KAHESM.
Tom, I want to thank you for stopping by and checking into the net there. And I wasn't sure of the current state of cereal and the rest of cereal there in Battle Creek, but I'm sorry to hear the good paying living wage jobs that have gone south of the border, cheap labor, the story can be applied to many things here in the United States. How many vehicles are still made in Detroit, you know what I mean? So there you go. I forgot about Ralston Perina. There's another cereal one. You think of Perina dog food, but yeah, Ralston, they were the other ones. And there was an interesting film, a really good film I thoroughly enjoy. I haven't seen in many, many years. It's called The Road to Wellville, starring Matthew Broderick. It's a comedy kind of, sort of. And it's really good film, kind of. There was a Battle Creek Sanitarium. And the Kellogg brothers, they kind of ran the thing, and the one brother, was the doctor, and the other one was had this obsession with kind of cereal, if I'm not mistaken, or whatever, but it's a comedy. And I enjoyed the film, and I actually want to watch it again now that Battle Creek has come onto the radar. So, The Road to Wellville, if you haven't seen that movie, check it out. I think it's got to be 30 years old at this point. Pretty close, 25 years at least. Thank you, Tom, for checking into the net, and we appreciate you from up there, from up there in the hand there. On the list is a buddy of mine, Mike, WA5USY, over there in the RH. Mike, what's going on? Actually, I'm giving all you guys up, and I'm doing this wrong. You're supposed to tell me where you are, where you're coming from, but oh well. Mike, what's going on? How did you spend your fourth, and are you still got stuff to do there, my man? Over to you.
Well, thanks for doing the net there, Ron. We've been good guys, and it's been over a month since I've checked in. I got to get more regular. Had a good fourth. Spent the day, my wife and I, and all my kids, grandkids, a couple of great grandkids. Went over to my younger brother's house with his family, and be lucky enough to have a pool, or not lucky, depending on how you look at it. But we all congregated over there. Had burgers, hot dogs, the typical stuff, and ate way too much. But had a real good time, and at the visit, kicked back, and just kind of enjoyed the day. Then came home, relaxed, and actually while the net's going on, I'm watching a replay of stage 6 of the Tour de France, which I'm a big cycling nut. So it's been a great day, so I'm enjoying every minute of it. But that's about it for me, waiting to see if the rain comes in, see what it does, if we do get some.
thanks for doing that, Romy. I appreciate it. So, again, NAWWR, WA5USY, back to net control.
Mike, hopefully I get to see you on Saturday. Planning on going to the first Saturday sale. He's one of the regulars up there. Usually it's Brian and Co. He's further down the list. So, I'm glad you got to enjoy it with the fam there and kind of cool off the pool and all that. Now watching a little Tour de France there. Yes, sir, Mike. We appreciate you, my man, and hardest working man I know. That's for sure. Seriously, you think I'm joking? I appreciate you, Mike. That's WA5USY in Richland Hills, Texas. This is NAWWR. This is the DFW220net. Continuing down the list. Got Kilo India 5, Hotel X-Ray Kilo. Who's been kind of another regular at the sidewalk sale lately. Keith, what do you got for us, man? How do you find your board? And let us know where you're at. Your ticket.
This is DKI5HXK. I'm located in Southwest Fort Worth, kind of on the intersection of Crowley, Benbrook, Fort Worth, that little area. Congratulations on taking that step. It's a big one. And thank you for the reminder of the first Saturday. Sometimes I forget. So far today, the last couple of days, I've been trying to dive back into WinLink. I had it figured out years ago when I first started for a brief time, and then it just kind of went, oh, squirrel! And I haven't been able to get my head around it since. I'm working on it again. That's all I can say. Nothing really else. KI5HXK, return to net control.
Keith, thank you, sir. We appreciate you. I'll give a follow-up about that later. Anyone who's interested in the first Saturday sale, I'll give the address and the times and all that other good stuff here momentarily. And it's funny, I heard you check in a couple weeks ago, and I put your call. I was like, where is this Keith? I'm curious, you're sitting between the Denver and the car. Let me look it up. Yeah, perfect description. Then I clicked on the street view. I think your subdivision had the same builder as mine, because the housing stock look is exactly the same, and probably built about the same time period, like in the mid-color. So I'm pretty certain of it. Looking around, kind of creeping around. I know it sounds kind of creepy, just an observation I made here. I believe our houses are made by the same builder in the same time period. So there you go. I appreciate you, Keith. Good guy, active all over the place there. Next on our list is W5GJX. So before I come to you, David, tonight, is there anybody else who stumbled onto the repeater and would like to get on the list? Anybody else that would like to check in, you get DFW229. Please come out. W5GJS, you are next, sir. Let's get your name. Let's get back to the net protocol. Let's get your name, your location. Kind of know it. Get your name, location in, and 4th of July, my man. Anything? You do anything? You gonna go see some fireworks? Let us know what's sit around all day. Stay cool. What's going on, my man? Over to you.
Everybody on the net, this is David up here in Wise County. I spent my 4th here in the radio rain. I'm a little under the weather, got a summer cold or something, and just been hiding out trying to do the 13 colonies thing. And I got 12 of them, but trying to get that 13. So really
hasn't done anything besides pick up a soldering iron all day long. So, this is W5, you said, back in that control.
I forgot to mention, David, you're one of our net controllers there, and thank you for your service. And I'm sorry that you're feeling under the weather. And you're staying in a nice AC. That's the way to do it today, man. It's stupid hot, in my opinion. I'm one of those people who would much rather layer up with clothing and you know, have a base layer, have another layer on top of that, and then put on a pair of pants or your shirt, you know. Have two layers and an undershirt plus a shirt, you know. I'm one of those guys who'd rather layer up than be down here in this heat. I'm sure Tom up there in Battle Creek. Maybe sick of the cold, but wait till you get down here with the hotter every day. Actually, it's supposed to be cold tomorrow and Saturday because there's a possibility of some rain, but I say cool, the high is like 92, so you can only laugh about that one. But thank you there, David. We appreciate you stopping by and checking in. Next on the list, after portable KB0DDJ. Can I get your name, your current location there, sir, and what do you got for the net there? Over to you.
KB0DDJ. My name is Jim. I am portable at my home in southwest Grand Prairie, right on the border of Mansfield. First of all, congratulations on beginning your journey of sobriety. For many people in my life have often made the same journey, and I've sat through plenty of AA meetings, sometimes it being their very first one, and me having to strong-arm them into doing it. But probably the proudest I am is of my brother, who's 24 years sober, so it's quite an accomplishment. It's not something to be taken lightly, for sure. Anyway, my Independence Day, I like to call it Independence Day for some reason. It just seems to have more meaning to me. Mansfield does their fireworks on the 3rd, so they did it last night. And today we've been just hanging out, watching movies, and we ate hot dogs. For some reason, eating hot dogs has become an Independence Day tradition. I don't know why, maybe because of the hot dog eating contest, but I meant to watch that, but I didn't get to see it. And I'm also looking forward to the cooler weather coming in and maybe some rain. Hopefully my yard really needs it. Anyway, congratulations. Peace and love to you. KB0DDJ.
Well, I appreciate the kind words, Jim. You know, I'm kind of an open book around here for the most part, which is makes the wife wanna. Guys are insane. The fact that I'm so open about my life and all that, and it's just nice knowing that there's other people that have kind of gone through the same kind of deal, and you've been able to maintain. You know, three days and change is hardly any accomplishment, but there is you know, I know that, you know, that there you know, whatever it's whatever. I'm doing something, so appreciate you, Jim. We're gonna clear with you, KV0DDJ. And this is NAWWR. This is the DFW220N. And next on our list is KI5LET. KI5LET. Can I get your name and location there? And what did you do for Independence Day there, sir? Over to you.
Next, Romy, this is KI5LET. The name is Top Tango Oscar Papa. Located at Flatbush Airport in the heart of Wise County, about halfway between Rome and Decatur. Airport identifier is X-ray Alpha 99er if you want to look this up. We are charted as a private airstrip, 2,300 feet by a 70-foot grass strip. I haven't done much today. I've got my neighbor in Rome, I've got a summer cold. I'm kind of buzzing along on Mucinex, and Didn't do much today. I binge-watched Alone Season 10, which is fantastic. Highly recommended. It's a great series on Netflix, and Season 10 came out. It's the most remote location they've ever had. Get to watch 10 people starve to death. So, fascinating. KI-5LET, back to net.
I hope you feel better there, and glad you're enjoying your little binge watching out there at Flatbush Airport, and Season 10 of Alone. I'm unfamiliar with the series, but I'll have to check it out. You know, I'm always willing to watch something good on television, that's for sure. You know, I grew up in front of a TV set, literally. So, there you go. And I more than likely am not going to be at the Simplex not tomorrow night. Top, they have a Charlie Alpha meeting. The big one is Fridays at 8, so I think maybe I should at least hit tomorrow's. So I think I'm probably going to be absent from the, God forbid, the show that, life goes on. We've proven that life goes on without Romy Green on the Simplex net. So just FYI, I know you're one of the players over there, so I'm probably not going to be there in the Charlie Alpha meeting. So there you go. Appreciate you, Top. That's KI-5LET up there in Decatur, Flatbush Airport. Decatur zip code. So we're going to clear with you. And next is Kilo Foxtrot 5, Bravo Yankee Golf. KI-5BYG, can I get your name, your location, and Independence Day? What'd you do, or were you planning on doing anything?
This is KF5BYG Bart, located in Burleson, Texas. Today, I have family over at the house where we made some fajitas and just hanging out waiting to do, for it to get darker to do fireworks. Typically, we do, like, I guess what Jim mentioned was doing hot dogs and hamburgers and things like that, but I decided to do a little bit different this year and just do fajitas, kind of do a Mexican thing. So turned out pretty good, and again, waiting for the sun to slowly start setting, so that way we can do something, show some bright lights out there. Back to that, KF5BYG.
Hello, brother. Don't you be cutting those off yourself there?
Yes, I live in the county, so I have the ability to do that, and it becomes rather loud. A lot of neighbors around me are doing the same, so it gets pretty noisy until about midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. KF5BYG.
I hate to be jealous of people, but I'm thoroughly jealous there. There's one thing that the lie out. There's just one thing. There's a couple of things that the lie out throws, puts the kibosh on. No motor. Not that I can go out and open no boat and no fireworks. No fireworks, man. And, we've come to this agreement the last couple of years where she kind of bribes me. She'll buy me something just so I don't set off fireworks here. Even though they are illegal. I illegally set them off, Using a scanner to listen when the popo was showing up and all that other nonsense. That was back in 2020. I told the story over here before, probably. And the police, actually, on a video, the police showed up over here and they're talking to me outside of the house. And then, under the cul-de-sac, this commercial-sized mortar goes off and the whole sky lights up. It was just perfect. It's like, there you're talking to me. And I'm not doing anything at the time. And I couldn't have planned it any better. But, yeah, yesterday I said, I'm going to go buy myself some firecrackers and, some black cats and some little bigger firecrackers just to give myself a little reward. And I learned that's, you can't reward yourself over two days. I learned that from people working the program. And the wife wasn't happy about it either, so there you go. But I hope you guys enjoy and have a blast. Have a blast out there, man, setting those fireworks off and celebrating an Eric's birthday there. That's Bart KF5BYG.
This is NAWWR, and next on my list is KI5FLE. Can I get your name, your location there, brother? And Independence Day. Anything happen, Ryan?
KI5FLE, Brian in Lake Worth. No, Romy, I didn't really have anything going on today. Last 2 weeks, I've been moving stuff from my dad's house up here and then went down to Houston over the weekend and tried to move what I could get out of it up here, you know, anything of value or sentimental value, that kind of stuff. And got back home Sunday, and my screen on my phone went out, so now I have no phone. I ordered one on Amazon through the computer yesterday, so unfortunately, it's not supposed to get here until the 9th through the 11th, so I don't know. But I've just kind of been out of contact with people other than through radio here the last couple of days, and hadn't really been on the radio a whole lot either. Just kind of getting back on it again tonight for the... I was talking on it yesterday some with a few people, but staying at home and waiting to get a way to get in touch with people again, and I guess things will get back in the normal track. Anyway, I'm glad to hear how you started out and what you're doing now, Romy. Congratulations, man. Stay strong, and it will get better. You'll be glad you did it. I'll go ahead and turn it back over to you, my friend, KI5FLE.
Appreciate you, Brian, and sorry about your telephone, man. That's, you know, being without a phone can be quite tricky to maneuver for flight nowadays. But like you said, you do got the radio there to kind of a redundancy, so, you know, to at least get out, you know, communications outside of your home there. And you got plenty of friends that are willing to help there. I wish I had a more of a direct way for you to get me on the radio if you needed me, but I am not really, you know, sitting by the radio 24/7. Heck, I haven't even really hooked up. Been on 7-2 since Sunday night. I haven't even really been on the air. So yeah, man. Last Monday, I got a lot of sleeping. Tuesday, a lot of sleeping. And finally starting to, I don't know. But appreciate you, Brian. And all going to work out there, my man. Appreciate you. Hopefully I'll see you there on Saturday. With the sidewalk. Next one, that's KI5FLE, Brian, Lake Worth. Next on our list is KG5CHY. May I get your name, please, your location, and Independence Day plans or what you did there, man? Okay.
NAWW. Romy and everybody on the net, this is Allison, KB5DHY, and I am coming in from Burleson, actually in the parking lot at parking lot of Hobby Lobby, and getting ready to see the fireworks, sitting out fireworks chairs and all that kind of stuff, and just getting ready to look at the fireworks. Didn't do much today. Went over to my neighbor for, she did ribs and hot dogs and hamburgers and all kinds of yummy stuff. And we did a couple of sides, and it was nice. And they just went to go get a snow cone. So I think it might have been kind of busy at the snow cone stand. But yes, we are here. And listening to the 220 net, hope my signal is okay, because I think I just realized I'm on low. KG5DHY.
Signal great. Signal is great, ma'am. So, that's the beauty of 220. You don't need a lot of power. Usually. Usually you don't. But the signal is great, man. Heard everything there, and we enjoy the fireworks there from the Hobby Lobby in Burleson. And appreciate you. as always. All right, we're at the bottom of the list. This is November 8, Whiskey, Whiskey, Romeo. This is the SWT20net. Is anybody else moseyed onto the frequency or onto the repeater that would like to check in? We would love to have you. NAWWR.
Kilo Bravo 5, Uniform Golf Foxtrot.
All right, we got another quality one here. You guys are all quality, but KB5UGF. Yeah, I get your name, please, sir. Your location and Independence Day. Did you do anything today, or you got future plans for this evening here? Over to you.
Evening, Rocky in the net. Name is David. Kilo Bravo 5, Uniform Golf Foxtrot. I'm located in Southeast Arlington, just east of Arlington Airport. And speaking of not needing much power on 220, I'm on an HT with 2 watts here, about 7 miles from the repeater. My secret sauce is the Comet tri-band antenna that's up about 30 feet. So, yeah, not much power and the right antenna, you can work miracles. Independence Day, yeah, well, I treated it like I would in a regular weekend day since I'm going to be taking advantage of the slightly cooler weather and going camping at Cedar Hill State Park this weekend. So I got some other weekend type stuff done. I was up bright and early, walked the dog for 2 miles, then I mowed the front and back yard, then I jumped on my bicycle and rode 15 miles, at which point it was about 11 o'clock and I was pretty much done being outside. And I've been inside the rest of the day just doing this and that, packing some camping gear, doing some housework, playing with the dog. And I'll probably spend the evening trying to keep him calm because even though I do not live in the county, I am in the city, some of my neighbors don't seem to think that's much of an obstacle to having fireworks. So Marley is not a big fan of the fireworks, so I'll probably be playing some music kind of loud to keep him quiet. Let me reset. And congratulations on the beginning journey, Romy. It is quite an accomplishment just to actually make that first move there. It's kind of like, once you get the ball rolling, it starts getting easier. And, you just make it your new habit, and it will get easier as time goes on. I need to correct Jim. It's not 24 years. It's actually been 28 years as of last May 11th. I think about that sometimes and go, how in the world did that happen? Where does the time go? Just make it your new habit and keep at it, and it just becomes a lot easier and it becomes your new way. And I could not possibly be where I am today if I hadn't made the decision to start that journey down that path so long ago. And hopefully it will continue. It could slip away at a moment's notice if I'm careless. So, you got to be a little vigilant, even after years. But it's no burden. Believe me, it's worth it. Anyway, back to you, and happy Independence Day to everybody. KB5UGF.
Well, David, appreciate you stopping by and appreciate the kind words there, my man. And it's quite an accomplishment here. And like they all say, trying to say that, believe it. You can't think long term. You can think today. You just, not even in terms of the day, in terms of the hour. You and the internet sometimes, when you're so such a novice to this, kind of deal, you can't even think the whole day, well, yeah, I'm going to try, I'm going to go hit a meeting first thing, and we'll do another one, whatever. And like I said, I'm not drinking booze every day, or drinking alcohol every day, it wasn't necessarily my vice, but 12 steps are applicable in other addictions, other chemical addictions in your life, so. If you've listened to the net,
the CA is necessarily the more destructive problem in my lifestyle. So that's whatever. So thank you there, David, and appreciate the time with you. So make a couple announcements before I open the floor to any more. We got the first Saturday sale coming up this Saturday. First Saturday of every month. It's at Trail Lake Plaza there. 5042 Trail Lake Drive. Reset. This is going to be in Southwest Fort Worth. Trail Lake Drive, immediately south of Interstate 20. 5042 Trail Lake Drive. Get together about 6:30-ish. Approximately by 7:30, 7:45, long gone, go off to breakfast. Lately we've been hitting up the Denny's on Ewan Street. And, yeah, good fellowship and camaraderie amongst hams. I have an excellent time every time I show up, the cast of characters that show up over there. And I see that, as a term of endearment, when I say the cast of characters, or the Motley Crew, it shows up as definitely a term of endearment. So, and also you got 13 Colonies contest. You still got plenty of time to work that one. 13 Colonies special event station. If you guys want to work that, there's plenty of time to do that one. So, is there anybody else who has any other announcements? NAWWF. Yeah, one for the group. I'm sure you guys know this already, if you're members, that the MDR meeting is being relocated. It's not going to be tomorrow night. There's going to be a regular club net per usual over there on the 440 repeater. 448-775 with the negative offset. The regular club net's going to be tomorrow night. The meeting has been moved to the 12th of the month, the 12th of July. So, anyone looking to go to the meeting tomorrow, if you're listening to my voice, and you haven't got the word yet, the meeting has been changed to the 12th of July. So, the MJOS, that is the Mansfield Johnson Amateur Radio Service, Service Society. Service. And, they are the sponsors, owners of this machine here, this repeater. Also the 145.392 meter and the 448.775 UHF 70 centimeter repeater. So that's, you know, we got, boom, what else? This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo. Do we have any other additional check-ins to the net? Via WT20net. We'd love to hear you. All right, we got a lot of silence here. We're going to make this the last call there. This is the last call to check into the DSWT20net, but there's plenty of time to take you. We got plenty of time to take you, but this will be your last opportunity. So if you'd like to check in and get on a list and let us know what's going on there, or if you just want to check in for the count, just tell me you're for the count, and I'll just put you on a list. NAWW. All right, I hear no other check-ins. I will close the net at 2044 local. We had 11 stations checking, including myself. Please join us next week, where there's a different, where there will be a different net controller. The DFW 2.0 would also like to thank the Mansfield Johnson Amateur Radio Service for the use of this repeater. This is November 8, Whiskey Romeo. I will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, y'all, and I'm reading the script. It says y'all. N8W.
WR3. The net will be KF5 FLE.
I don't mean to pry. Did he pass away or something?
Did who pass away?
Your father? Your dad? You were moving stuff from his place to yours?
No, he didn't pass away, but he had to go to a memory care facility down by my sister, and my sister up and sold the house that was mine, didn't even tell me until she had done it, and I had to hurry up and get down there and get everything I could that, I could carry back that was, sentimental or of any value, and I don't know, it's been a little bit of a catastrophe, the way things went, but I'll tell you more about it when I talk to you in person.
All right, brother. Yeah, family, they're always doing stuff. They know better. And hopefully she, gets you a cut of whatever, even though it's whatever. So, I'll talk to you in person there, my man. And it's good to hear. It's good to hear. Better than what I had assumed there. So, KR5FLE-NAWWR.
Yeah, Romy, no, it's not even a deal like that at all. It's just, she sold the house for way less than she should have, and didn't even tell me she was going to do it. She had the power of attorney, so you know how that goes. But anyway, I'll see you most likely on Saturday, and I look forward to catching up with you. 73, KI5, FLE.